Salutations, my dear brothers and sisters and friends. I greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm your brother, Charles Obuon, Kampala, Uganda. Been taking you through the daily devotion, sharing for this week since Monday, and today is Friday, the day we're going to end. I would like to give appreciation and thanksgiving to those of you who are able to get in touch with me despite your busy schedules. And I trust that the Lord has been a blessing to you by the ministering of His word. Without wasting much of your time, shall we pray? Precious, loving Heavenly Father, give you the praise, give you the glory, and thank you again for this morning, for the grace you've given us to come to your table of your holy word. Lord God, we invite your spirit to take us through, break the bread of life to the hungry hearts of your children, that may be a blessing to them. For the honor and the glory of your precious holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So God bless you. We are taking again our reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. It reads, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. And then also, let us add on Zechariah chapter 14, verse 6 and 7, it reads, And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear, nor dark, but shall be one day we shall be known to the Lord. Not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. So, precious brothers and sisters, since Monday we have been endeavoring to talk on this topic of Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we considered some aspects. Now, today we are looking at shining His resurrection. Did you get it? Shining His resurrection. Now, just a little background on what we were saying yesterday. Of course, as you might expect, we are taking this, we are approaching these messages according to the teaching or teachings of the prophet messenger to Laodicea Church Age, William Marion Branham, and also the Bible, which is our absolute. Amen. Now, I want you to take note of these points again. One, that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Because the Bible says there that in the evening time it shall be light. You get it? So there is a sun that's rising in the east, and it's the same sun which is setting in the what? In the west at the evening time. Right? Then it follows therefore that the gospel of the S-O-N, you know, the Son of God, okay, also rose in the east, in the eastern people, as we saw there in Acts chapter 2, the church inaugurate, God integrating His church on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem. The gospel of S-O-N rose in the east and also is setting in the west, or what sometimes we say, the western hemisphere. You get it? Now notice, the S-O-N is through His light. Mm-hmm. Oh, He shined His light of the gospel and power and His messianic sign to the Eastern people. Did you get that? The Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He shined the light of the gospel and His power of resurrection and His messianic sign to the Eastern people, to the Jews. You see, right there in the beginning. And we are going to find out that now we are living, brothers and sisters, in the last days. And in these last days, the S-O-N is also arising, as the Bible says, with healing in His wings. That is Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4, if you read Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 says that, "But unto you that fear My name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings." You get that? "And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Yes, ma'am. So, in these last days, the S-O-N is arising with healing. Yes, ma'am. In His wings. Well, upon what? Upon the church. Upon what? Upon the bride. Upon who? You and me, the believer, my brother and sister. The sun should be, the S-O-N should be arising with healing in your heart, you see, and bring forth, you see. What does it bring forth? It brings the power of the Holy Ghost. What we have been saying, resurrection power. Is that right? Another thing that should be manifested in the church, in your life, my life, is the evidence of the resurrection. And we have already said, how do we know that He's resurrected? Because He lives in your heart. You see, by many infallible proofs, you see, that the Lord is doing a great work in your life. When you got born again, when you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and God speaking to you daily, many manifestations in your life, that you have a sure evidence that Jesus is not dead, but is risen and He lives in your life and you are alive in Him. Therefore, Hebrews 13:8 is just a reality in your life. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, producing the fruits of the Holy Spirit in your life. That resurrection power which is transforming your life from glory to glory. You get it? Up to the rapturing time. And therefore, the scripture underlines that it shall be light in the evening time. So, brothers and sisters, we are here. We have arrived. And I want us, as we are really coming to summarize it from Monday today, I want us to take a few points here. We are talking about shining His resurrection. Shining His resurrection. Amen. Resurrection power is in the bride of Jesus in this end time. Brother, sister, that should really wake you up. There should be resurrection power in your life. And nobody can explain it away. Nobody, no amount of unbelief, you see, can take it away from you. It's by infallible proof that is risen. And everybody around you can see that Jesus is risen. Your life is shining. As Apostle Paul said there, that you are written epistles read and known of all men. You see, your life is a witness, even to unbelievers, that Jesus is risen. Amen, amen. So, now, shining His resurrection power. Bring it like this. That, in the beginning, when He shined out His resurrection, we see that it produced, or it led to a Pentecostal revival on the day of Pentecost. Right? Acts chapter 2, where we just read. And what did it bring? It brought a great harvest of lost souls to the kingdom of God. Amen. Another thing, they continued on apostolic doctrine. Right? And since we have received the message of restoration in the evening time, then there shall be, I want to see, beloved, that at this hour living is a promise of God to shine again. Isn't it? To shine the same light, to shine the same Pentecostal blessings on the church of the living God. by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And this should bring to us nothing else but a great harvest of lost souls just before the second coming of Christ Jesus. Another thing, it should lead us to continue on the apostolic doctrine, staying on the word of God, walking in the light of the truth of the gospel from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Another thing, when he shined his resurrection in the beginning, we see that signs and wonders of his resurrection appeared among them. Is that right? Signs and wonders of resurrection appeared among them. That is Hebrews chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. Hebrews 2, verse 4. If it says, if you come back to verse 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Is that right? Amen. So we see that signs, when he shown his resurrection, in that early, to those early believers of the word of God, is in what we call our Pentecostal fathers, need to produce signs and wonders of the resurrection among them. And since it's the same yesterday, tonight, forever, we should be able to see evidence of the same thing in the last days, in the true church of the living God. Amen. Another thing, he said that the works which he did, they did also. You see, John chapter 14, he told them that, very well I say to you, he that believes in me, the works I do, shall he do also. Is that right? That's John chapter 14, verse 12. He said, very well I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. Yes, the works that he did, they did also. Amen. Because they believed in him, and he was living in them, and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if we believe in him, as I trust we do, the same things that he did, we shall also do. The church should also do the same thing that he did. Amen. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Now, I want to tell you something quickly. There is something else which he told them. You get it? There is something else which he told them. He told them something very, very important. And I want you to notice, it is often overlooked. It's often overlooked. What was it that he told them? I want us to get quickly as we are coming to the end. What did he tell them? John chapter 14, verse 16. He said this. He said, and I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. Watch. You know him. For he dwells with you and shall be in you. He is with you, but shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but you shall see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I'm in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. You see, he told them something, that I'll be with you, even in you. Amen. And let's also go, another thing he told them, is in Matthew chapter 28, Matthew 28, verse 20, say that, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And what is that? It's the Great Commission. It's the Great Commission, brethren. It's carrying on with his missionary program. You see? Amen. In Mark 16, watch here, Mark 16, he told them something very important, And even many anti-message churches and movement, this is very is being overlooked. And I want you to watch. In Mark 16, he said to them, verse 15, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world. All the world. Underline that. All the world. Right there in your book somewhere. All the world. Go into all the world. What's that? A commission, which we call the Great Commission. Brother Bram called it God, the general orders of the Lord Jesus to the bride. You get it? All the world. And then verse 17 says, and these signs, what, shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak in new tongues, and so on. These signs shall follow them that believe. Did you get it? These signs shall follow them that believe. What's that? It's a believer. Signs should follow a believer. So it's not a believer who looks for signs, but it is signs that follow a believer. You see, that makes us different from those denominational fellows who are always sign seekers and so on. But for us, as long as you walk in the light, walk in the word of God, automatically signs follow your life, brother, sister. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, as we are summarizing, I want to say like this. He's shining his resurrection at the end time. In the evening time, it shall be light. And we see, brothers, sisters, the light, of course, the prophet was in America. God wrote a prophet America and a message. But America is would be another topic another day. But you know, America has refused to see the light. Is that right? Now, the question we're asking ourselves, if America has received to see the light, it means they are blind. They're in Laodicea, a blind church age. And Jesus said, if the blind man leads the blind, they will follow both to the ditch, isn't it? Now, the issue is, how about us in Africa? Are we children of the gospel light? Are we children? In another message, the prophet said that the revival, Africa will roar with the revival. So, are we children of the light? Are we children of the gospel light, brothers and sisters? How about us in Africa? How about in Uganda? How about in your country? Is the light shining? Are you walking in the light? Listen, Jesus said, the Bible says, if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship to one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So, if we have received the light, we must walk in the light. And now if we walk in the light, have fellowship with one another. And if the blood of Jesus shall cleanse us from sin. You cannot say you walk in the light and you hate your brother. And you are there stewing and fasting with one another. That cannot be walking in the light. So I trust that as you are closing, remember, he told them something important. Mark 16, Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, Acts chapter 1, 8. Luke chapter 24, verse 47, 49. The promise of the Holy Ghost, the power to be a witness of the gospel from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And him promising he will not leave us, he will not forsake us, he will be with us, even in us, until the end of the age. Stay with the Lord. My precious brother and sister is right there with you. Keep on serving him. And keep on walking and being a blessing to somebody else. And if the Lord Jesus is in you, he never lived his life for himself. He lived it for others. So let us also live for others as the Lord is guiding and leading us, bringing the church to perfection in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, that Father will summarize our sharing from Monday today. And I trust that, Lord, with those broke up words, that the Holy Spirit help your people to put them together. And that, Lord, they will go walking the Father light. As the light has been restored to us, is shining to us as it was in the day of Pentecost, and bring forth the wonderful evidence of his resurrection. And that, Lord, we are here today to walk in that light. Give us the grace to love one another And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from every sin. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen.